For him who has no concentration, there is no tranquility. For him who has no concentration, there is no tranquility. We all like to pride ourselves in the fact that we have the ability to meditate, that we have the ability to think about things that we want to think about, that we have the ability to be quiet, and listen within. We pride ourselves on the fact that we think we can do that, but can we really do that? Can we really be still and know that I am God? Can we really be still and know that the divine in me is all that has to be? The divine in me is all that is. The divine in me is who I really am. Do I really know that? Do I really know who I am? Have I been able to concentrate on who and what I really am and just dwell upon it, not thinking what it is or how it is or where it is and so forth, but just be it, just to be it, just to concentrate on it, just to let it be one as me and I am one as it. Concentration is something that we train ourselves in. It's something that we teach ourselves. It's something that we learn to do. Not because we should do it, want to do it, or do it, but it's just that when we choose to have anything seriously in our life, we just naturally fall into the beautiful state of concentration upon that which we seriously want to have. And as we seriously concentrate on what we want to have, as we seriously contemplate what is important for us, what is exciting for us, what makes our world go round, then we enter into whatever that concentration is. We enter into that peace. We enter into that love. We enter into that joy. We enter into that knowingness that all is in divine order now. And as we enter into knowing that all is in divine order now, then that is what we experience. If you want to learn a game, it's not a matter of being a genius to learn it. You just practice. If you want to learn to play the piano, you just practice. You diligently practice day after day, week after week. But with that practice, you put joy. With that practice, you put expectation. With that practice, you put delight that you really like music, that you really like to play music and sing and work with music and delight in music. If music is your second delight or your first delight, if music is your allness, you'll find yourself being a most outstanding musician who puts their feeling into each piece of music they play. Oh, true. The composer wrote the music and had his attitude or her attitude that they put into that music. And that was something very specific. Very wonderful. It was how they wanted that music played. It's how they wanted to express themselves through that music. And they expressed themselves through that music because it was part of their nature. And then you and I, we come along and we want to play some of that music. And we hear the music and today we feel a rumba beat about us. Tomorrow we feel a sonorous beat. Every day comes a little different attitude of mind. And with that different attitude of mind, we let it flow through whatever music we are performing, whatever music we are being in our heart, in our soul, in our life. And with that concentration comes a great tranquility of, oh, that was so great. That was so wonderful. Oh, perhaps it wasn't what the composer had originally planned, but it's what I plan. It's what I think. It's what I know. It's who I am. And I love it. Oh, yes, indeed. I love it. And that tranquility cannot be encompassed, cannot be compared. It cannot put a name on it. You cannot understand it. It just is. And it is so fulfilling, so revealing, so wonderful. You do it well. You do it with a concentration that you don't even think of your concentrating. You don't even think of yourself thinking about what you're doing. You just do it because it's your nature to do it, because it's your life to do it, because it's your being to do it. And you think nothing more about it than to do it. And because you think nothing more about it than to do it, you do no more than to do it. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. It's joyous. It's magic. It's who you are and who I am. It's what goes on in this world. It's how it all goes on in this world. And it's wonderful indeed. Wonderful indeed. For that is who we are. For him who has no concentration, there is no tranquility. But for him who has concentration on things of importance to him, he will have a tranquility that transcends all that he could ever know. He feels inner bliss. He feels an inner joy, an inner love. A lot of times people say, oh, I'd like to be whole and perfect. I'd like to be whole and perfect. Well, what do you mean? You'd like to be. Forget it. You don't deserve to be whole and perfect. You don't deserve to have that wholeness in you. Why? Because you're not saying, I am whole and perfect. You're not speaking to the truth about yourself. Who is the real you? Who is the real you? Who is the real self about yourself? The real self about yourself is the divine in you. That's who you are. That's what makes you go around. That's what makes your life wonderful. That's what makes your every experience so fantastic. For him who has no concentration, there's no result. There's no tranquility. There's no response. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I concentrate on that. I concentrate on that. I don't need to understand it. I don't need to say it in any wonderful way or any other way, but just say, I'm whole and perfect. And then I am. But so long as I go around saying, oh, I feel terrible. Oh, life is bad. Oh, this is great. Before I go to sleep at night, I often go through my laundry list of people I love and people who are very close to me, people who are very meaningful to me. And I take each one of them, yes, each one of them, and I say to them, I surround you with my pure white light of love. You are whole and perfect now. I surround you with my pure white light of love. You are living in your divine self right now. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are good. You are fantastic. And as I say that about each person, and I name them by name, as I say it about each person, I visualize them. I concentrate on them. I see them whole and perfect. I see them wonderful. Now, if that person themselves is not experiencing that in their outward world, it's because they're not concentrating on it. They're not putting that forth as the most important thing in their world. And they can. They can. But it's up to them to do it. It's up to them to say to themselves, I am fantastic. I am joyous. I am wonderful. I am glorious. I am good. Yes. For him who has concentration, there is tranquility and there is success. For him who has concentration, there is achievement. There is accomplishment. There is fulfillment. There is success in everything that they do. Say this for yourself today. Let your concentration be the demonstration of the tranquility and the joy and fulfillment of all that you are right now. And know that that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and it's all that ever will matter now and forevermore. Bless yourself with your concentration. Bless yourself with your tranquility. Bless yourself with your divinity. And know that in all, I love you. I love you. I love you.